Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I heard the funniest thing this morning. Katie was talking about the rain yesterday.
Yeah.
You sound just like my wife. It just destroys my hair.
It does. And you know, it takes a long time to get my hair straight. And I'm not about to mess it up with one trip outside while, you know, it's pouring rain.
The humidity is killing my roots.
It is. Like,
it's funny how you ladies are with your hair in the rain.
Well, again, like when it takes us this long to do it, the last thing we're going to do is go mess it up with one outing. That's why you see, like, people will go all out with, like, complete plastic covers on their hair.
I've seen little old ladies do that, you know, where they get in and out of the Buick for church.
Gosh, I can't imagine how harder it gets when you're older. Like, it must get even, oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, I didn't go on my run yesterday.
And you didn't.
You know how determined I am to keep my runs on this schedule. So that sounds
You're all about your runs.
Better
yeah.
way to say that.
But constantly has the runs.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I go out on my 2-mile run. And yesterday I was not going to do it because I wasn't going to mess up my hair. So instead I got on the indoor exercise bike. So, you know, you make sacrifices for your hair.
How far did you go on the bike?
I just went for 30 minutes.
Not bad.
Yeah, I just go 30 minutes. And, you know, you actually gave me that bike.
Yeah.
And so there's 8 settings on it. 1 is the least strenuous. And then it goes all the way up to 8. And it gets harder and harder to pedal.
A lot of resistance.
So I go all the way. I go 2 minutes on each setting all the way up to 8.
Do you really?
And then I hold it. And then I come all the way back down.
Wow, good and for so, you. Thighs.
Yeah. Quadzilla over
leg
here.
Day.
I also heard something very funny when Katie said she doesn't have hand weights. But you want to tell everybody what you're using for, like, hand weights and resistance?
Because, I've got, like, my own little gym. I don't like to work out at my apartment's gym. So I have my exercise bike. I have my little stepper that I, you know, get my steps in right there in my living room. But then also instead of weight, I have just a laundry soap jug filled with water.
It's fantastic.
It's got
like
handle.
A kettlebell. It's like, a kettlebell.
It's like a kettlebell.
Yeah,
it's
a kettlebell,
got the handle. And I know that it's heavy, you know. So, yeah.
I wonder what the weight of that is.
I have no idea.
It's probably going to be at least 5 pounds.
That's what I'm thinking, 5 to 10 pounds
at least. So you're getting jacked with some old fabric softener
bottles. Some Purex laundry detergent.
Very nice.
It works.
Hey, why not?
Works,
why don't
you
go down and use your gym at the place? You're paying for it.
I have never liked working out in front of people. It's just something that I can't get over. I've tried multiple times in my life, and I can't focus. Not only do I look at everybody else, but I'm just convinced they're all looking at me and I'm doing everything wrong, you know? And so I get in my head and then my workout's no longer enjoyable. I've got all these thoughts running around. Like, are my leggings see-through? People see my underwear, huh? Like, everyone is staring at my butt, my full-on underwear, granny panties galore. Like, I just, like, all of those things are running through my mind when I work out around people, so.
In case you missed it, one of the great stories about Katie working out is she was doing an incline bench or something, and your boob fell out.
So remember,
I can see where there'd be a little trauma attached to that.
Nothing good
when
happens
the boobie falls out.
When I work out in front of people, so I just have completely, you know, I've realized that, I've accepted it, and I've created my own little home
good for
gym
you.
With my laundry soap bottle.
Laundry soap bottles and tighter sports bras.
No bra. It's just me.
Hells to the yes.
Let them fly.
Speaking of that, my God, the amount of comments, including myself, not actually on social, but out loud, about J-Lo's latest gym pictures.
Yeah, she looks great.
Good God.
Yeah.
What is her secret?
Well, she's been a dancer her whole
I'm
life.
A dancer?
So there's that. I mean, she has kept her body in tip-top shape the entire time she's been in the public eye and probably even before.
Holy
like
cow.
She that is dedication right there. That's what that is. J-Lo spends a lot of time keeping her body looking like that.
She looks like she's 25 years old
she
still.
She looks amazing.
She's jacked, solid abs, great skin. People are commenting, you look stunning. You're
she
my
does.
Inspiration forever. You are a perfect goddess.
Wow.
Okay.
The abs is all I want for summer. Love you, Jen.
Let's also point out the fact that J-Lo is Puerto Rican and
Ages like wine.
I'm in love with a Puerto Rican right now. I know exactly
they're tight.
Why people just absolutely adore them. And she is also, I think people forget, not only a mom, but J-Lo had twins. You remember? J-Lo had twins.
She did.
And she
also
looks
got
like that.
A bazillion dollars and a chef and a trainer. And
I know she does, but she also puts in the work. Like, you look at J-Lo and it's like, there are people who go to the doctor to look like that. And then there are people who spend hours in the gym and eat nothing but green things.
She looks great.
And that is what J-Lo does. So
She's banging still. She's got rock and
pop.
Good for you.
Get it.
I got to get me some yoga pants like she's got. I'll tell you that right now.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
There is a story out this morning talking about what it would cost a family of four this summer to head out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You are easily looking at a bill of just shy of $7,000. $6,861 to be exact. That seems about right.
It does. I'm going on a couple vacations and just me singular. Mm-hmm. Tracks. So
yeah.
That's about right.
$2,000 for meals, $2,000 for hotel accommodations, a couple grand for airfare. And then you got souvenirs and whatnot in there. But we've been planning our little trip and I would think that's going to be right in the ballpark to get out of town for a week.
Well, and I'm lucky in both of my places at the destination, I already have a place to stay. I don't have to pay necessarily for lodging, and I'm still going to be racking up a bill like that. So, things
stings a little, huh?
Yeah,
it costs to go relax.
It sure does,
They did list out the top 10 most expensive travel destinations in the U.S. and then the 10 most affordable. Believe it or not, if you're heading out with your family to Anchorage, Alaska, that's the one that's going to cost you the most, right up there in the upper 6,000s. The New York is on there. Are you going? I am going to New York.
Yeah, so I'm flying into Albany.
Mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, Key West is on the list, Miami, and then multiple locations throughout the islands of Hawaii. The most affordable, I had to laugh at this one. The first one is Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It's going to set you back for a family of four, about $3,100. And I will tell you, my dad, growing up, was a huge Civil War buff.
Huge
history guy, mainly Civil War, has all sorts of Civil War memorabilia and books and muskets and what you name it, black powder rifles and all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I imagine there's a lot of, like, reenactments and stuff.
Oh, my mom put her foot down and would not let him do the reenactments because it was just so ridiculous at that point. But he's got a little hat and everything. But growing up, man, we traveled out east a lot, going through a lot of Civil War battlefields.
Including
Gettysburg. And boy, kids love looking at Civil War battlefields.
It's a hill.
Hey, another cornfield. Yay.
So that's where it happened.
Yes,
right there.
And now they're growing corn, miles and miles of corn. But back in the 1800s or whatever. Clearwater, Florida's on there. Glendale, Arizona. Branson's on there. That's another one my parents dragged me to. Branson, Missouri. My God.
Even sounds boring.
Oh, my God. It was all these old acts from, like, the 50s. Oh, my God. It was so bad.
Sounds horrible.
So we've been on so many boring family trips.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you there. But when it comes to saving money, I do have a tip for you where you can save money at least on the plane.
Okay.
And this is something I don't think you would have thought of. You know, the baggage fees that airlines are, you know, charging everyone now. You can save a little money on that with your pillowcase.
Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Tell me more. Well, you can bring a pillow on a plane, right? Like, they don't count it.
It
as, like, one of your pieces of luggage. So they say you can take that pillow and fill it with soft clothes, like your jeans, your T-shirts, you know, if you have an extra blanket in your luggage or something that you need. And, you know, if you pack it right, you can make it look like a pillow, and it can get you in and you can save some money. Because, again, bags are costing, like, $50. And you can imagine filling a pillowcase with with all of those clothes.
That's a good idea. How long, though, before they put the kibosh on it?
It is a good idea, except flight attendants are looking for things like this. Now, I found this on TikTok, and it's trending on TikTok right now because, again, baggage fees are so ridiculous. But flight attendants are being trained now to look at social media and see the trending little tips and hacks for flying so that they can counteract them. Because that's the thing. They're like, we have baggage restrictions and weight restrictions for a reason. Like, the standard pillow isn't going to weigh more than, what, a pound or two?
Right. But you got 50 pounds of clothing.
Your jeans. And if everybody does that, then
you want the plane to be able to take off still.
Exactly. And they said that you shouldn't really try this because, you know, those travel pillows, those they will let on no problem. But a standard pillow, a lot of flight attendants will flag
You're bringing
flag
a body
that.
Pillow?
They'll flag that. They'll be like, really? We don't allow that on the plane. We're going to have to charge you extra for it. So people trying to avoid charges, this may not work out for you. So just beware. It's trending on TikTok right now, but not everything that's trending is actually going to help you out.
You kind of look like a hobo jumping on the train. You put a stick on there and, you know, in your pillowcase.
This is why I fly private.
Oh, Josh. If you can afford to fly private, you don't need a TikTok hack.
You're right.
Man, that's funny.
Was that it? That's the only hack you have?
Well, no, there's a few other ones also.
Give me more.
Well, not even just hacks, but things flight attendants are saying, like, because this is the busy travel season, right? So water bottles. I didn't even think about this, but apparently flight attendants are getting a lot of passengers who come in with empty water bottles and then ask them to fill them. And they're like, please don't do that. Please fill your water bottle before you get on.
Well, they say you shouldn't be drinking the water on the plane anyway.
Well, exactly. And then they're saying they only have so much water. And so when somebody comes and asks to fill their 64-ounce hydro flask, they're we only have so much,
no.
You know, especially like per flight. They're only allowed to carry so much.
It's full of bacteria.
Exactly.
Don't drink
that
water.
That's the last thing you want. But they said they get a lot of people who will get on the plane with empty water bottles and just ask them to fill it. So just one more thing to think when you're getting on the plane. And then there's another TikTok hack right now where people will buy the very back seats of a plane.
Okay.
And then when it lands, they'll run to the front so they can get, so they have like, they'll buy the back seat so they have a clear path to run, and then they'll run up to the front before anybody gets up so they can be the first ones off the plane. And again, these are all things people see on TikTok and they think they can get away with it, and flight attendants are coming out and saying, please don't make my job harder. I don't want to have to tackle you.
I don't
speed.
Get that. Why do you need to?
Like,
why would
they?
They
want to be the first off the plane.
Why?
And they don't want to pay
start
for
their
the
vacation.
First seat. Exactly. They want. I don't get the people who stand up when the plane. Like,
I know. It's like, just like, relax.
Exactly. We're all here for the next couple
You're
minutes.
You're going to save what? Like 4 minutes?
Exactly.
Chill
so
out, bro.
I just, yeah. These
Sit
are
down,
things
Tina.
That, These are sit down, Tina. All the seats. yeah, but I just I think it's because I'm about to go on a flight that all of these things are popping up on my, you know, feed just to get me prepared for flight travel.
I like this one from a former flight attendant. Her story is going viral for saying that you should let parents with babies board last and not first. Because you see that a lot. Parents with strollers and small children get on first. Her advice is simple: board last, sit down, and then you take off within a few minutes.
Yeah.
So you're not having to sit there while they board the rest of the plane, and then you've got maybe a baby that's just a little easier to take care of, I guess, when you're boarding last, and boom, a little less time on the plane. I don't know. That seems like a decent...
That's smart.
That is smart.
Some parents are fighting against it, though, saying that it's easier to go on first because you've got more stuff, and it's going to be easier to grab an overhead bin and space and not feel so rushed by going on
okay,
first.
Okay, so mark off a place for parents. Boom. There you do. There you go.
Yeah.
You're good.
Well, and I know now that Southwest does the assigned seating, this isn't going to be as big of an issue.
Yeah.
Because I know that's why people wanted to get on first so they could get the best seats, right?
Yeah.
But now that that's not a thing.
Doesn't matter.
That's
kids.
A really
it
good
was horrible
idea.
Flying with little kids. And
it's
trying to
try breastfeeding
that's
and
the
flying
thing.
With
Nicole
a child.
Was like, it was horrible.
It is so inconvenient. And you have to because their little ears need to pop.
Yeah.
And so when you're flying, like, you need their ears to pop, and that's how you make them, is they need to be sucking on something to make their ears pop.
Yeah.
And so you have
I'm the same way.
Same.
Know, well, yeah. No. Okay, guys.
Thinking the same thing.
Okay. Sometimes I forget who I'm talking to.
My little ears
and then
need
I
to
remember.
Pop.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, how about your Denver Nuggets pulling off the W last night? Staying alive.
Yeah, they did.
Staying alive. So what I'm seeing, game 6 on Thursday, and if we need a game 7.
No, we're going to have a game
Saturday.
7, Chair.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are having game 7. Hooray, math. yeah, so Thursday and then Saturday. Let's go, Nuggets.
We'll see. They crushed it last night. They did
a
good job.
They sure did. Even Rocky got it done, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going on locally. $50 movie tickets are a thing right now. What the frick? Regal Cinemas charged that much for opening night sales to see Dune Part 3 in IMAX theaters.
For one ticket?
One ticket, $50.
Oh, no.
Nationwide, the average ticket cost is about $18, and they go as high as $30 for normal tickets in major cities. I don't like that at all. Theaters are jacking up prices because attendance is down and they've got to get some cash back.
No one's going to the movies. Let's charge them more for
let's
it.
Let's raise the prices.
What is that thinking?
I heard the best story about movie theater popcorn yesterday.
Katie this is was totally going, on brand for me.
This is so on point for Katie Cat. You were picking up somebody from the movie theater?
I was picking up a small child from the movie theater. And,
as one does.
And,
just
well,
a random?
I know, somebody's kid.
Raising.
I was doing a friend a favor, picking up her kid from the movie theater, and it was Sunday, so it was raining, right? And I was sitting in my car, and I was just like, this is kind of miserable out here. I don't want to be out here. And so I wandered into the lobby of the movie theater, and I just asked the attendant there. I'm like, hey, I'm waiting for a kid. Can I just sit in the lobby? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And so I'm like, while I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, that popcorn sure smells good. Mm-hmm. You know, so
might as well partake.
Wandered over to the, you know, it's concession over there. And they had gourmet popcorn at the movie theater.
What
now.
Does that
so
mean?
That is the cheese and caramel mix.
The Chicago mix.
So good. And it was like high quality popcorn, too.
Really?
So I was very, very impressed. But yeah, I got a whole bucket of popcorn and waited for a kid
so
to come
funny.
Out. I didn't even see a movie, but I
what
got
an expensive snack to get.
It was a $13
yeah,
bucket of popcorn.
Expensive snack.
But again, I'm in the lobby and I just smell
Don't
it.
Don't you smell it?
And I couldn't help myself.
Back.
It was either that or pretzel bites. So I'm glad I got
I told Nick Nack this
popcorn.
Story last night.
Yeah.
She's like, how was your day? I was like, I heard a great story. Katie didn't even see a movie, but she went into a movie theater, hung out in the lobby, and just ate popcorn. I was like, what is wrong with this person? What is wrong
and
with
she
her?
She probably responded, sounds like something Katie would
she
do.
She was like, oh my God, I love her. Oh my God,
see?
I love her.
See?
Let's change up the music. Today is National Superhero Day.
Oh, yay!
Which gives me an excuse to play some old school Superman. So good. They put out a list, I think this was IMDb, of the best superhero movies of all time, and I cannot argue with number one. I love The Dark Knight from 2008, by far the best Batman movie. You're going to find it's going to be extremely hard to beat Heath Ledger as a Joker.
You can't.
In that movie.
He's
It'll
so
never
good.
Be done. It will never be done. That is by far one of the best superhero movies. And then it goes Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and then The Dark Knight Rises, and then there's a buttload more underneath it. But The Dark Knight came in at number one.
You know what's funny is I generally think like Marvel movies are better. But then The Dark Knight, that whole series with Christopher Nolan as a DC series, was just unreal. It was so good. And you're right, with Heath Ledger as the Joker, it almost became he was the star of that movie, and Batman
was
kind of like
second
the side
character.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and as a you know, as a woman, the one I remember most is the one where Kristen Dunst takes down Tobey Maguire's mask to kiss him.
Yeah,
when he's
the first
upside
Spider-Man.
Down. So that one in my mind is the best because
so good.
That
so
scene,
romantic.
That kiss is one of the best kisses of all time.
Well, I've actually recreated that with my wife.
Have you?
Yeah, I hung upside down in the bedroom and she came over and kissed me. It was
you say all the blood flowed
to my
head.
It's fine.
I
got really
out.
Dizzy.
I'm getting sick. Yeah, whatever. That's how you keep the spark alive.
Yeah.
All right, do we have more sports?
Good for you.
We do, yeah. Last night during the Nuggets game, as they were crushing it against the Minnesota Timberwolves, our super mascot, Rocky, did something very exciting.
First quarter, Rocky, who is a legend in these parts for reasons like that, got that thing to go that was behind the head on a ridiculously high ladder.
So first of all, when he says got that to go, Rocky does a half-court shot on like a 30-foot ladder. Like, this thing is massive. He climbs all the way to the top. They hand him a basketball, and he goes behind the back and just yeets that thing. Chucks it. And last night at halftime, swishes it, absolutely crushes it. The crowd goes nuts. Super mascot Rocky. I mean, he's like one of the goats in terms of
mascot in the NBA, period.
Oh, by far and away. Yeah. And I would say top five in all of sports.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Rocky's impressive. And there's video of that all over the socials this morning. You are so right. Nothing but net. It is a straight swish and it is beautiful.
And he like straddles the ladder, like to make sure he doesn't fall. He like straddles the ladder and gets over. And then as he's coming down all excitement, the ladder's like shaking and stuff. I'm like, please be careful.
I know. Don't hurt yourself.
Make it
Rock.
Down. He crushes it, man. I love that guy.
He's
the best.
Rocky is the
on
best. Hey, we're going to start up the local stuff with a proposed 4 a.m. bar closing time in Denver.
Here we go.
What?
Let's party.
Here's the thing, though. If it passes, bars are still going to have to stop serving alcohol at 2 a.m. They just
Never mind,
stay open. Well, no, it's actually a good idea. I didn't know if
Sober
I was
up.
On board
lame.
At first, but here's the thing. They say that at 2 o'clock when they close the bars and pretty much everything downtown, everyone leaves at the same time, and that makes it kind of dangerous, even just for Uber drivers who are picking people up and bringing them to their destinations.
So this is just for traffic?
It's not just for traffic, but they're going to be able to keep things open that bars have, like all the amenities. Like if they serve food, they're going to be able to keep serving things that aren't alcohol-related up until 4 o'clock. So you can stay downtown, get something to eat, leave later so the people who are leaving right after they're done partying, they can go home in their Ubers and be safe. And then people who are eating, they can leave a little later. So I do like it. Once they, explained the necessities and why they wanted to do it, I was like, I'm kind of on board for this. So the proposal, it's going to be introduced to the city council in June. And then if it passes, it'll take effect January 1st, 2027.
Why am I all butthurt about this? There's not a chance in hell
You're
I'd be downtown,
downtown
at 2 a.m. Are you kidding me? Those days are gone.
So funny.
You're not going to find me at Rock Island.
You got all worked up, and I'm like, you, sir, should not even care.
Cooperstown. Sports column. That's the last time I was downtown. All those places were open.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yikes.
So for the people who are going to be downtown at 2 a.m., that one's for you. There is video of a tree exploding in Aurora from Sunday night. Wild. A lightning strike lit it up. And thankfully, no one was hurt. Parts of the tree did go flying everywhere, though, including through the wall of a nearby house.
Whoa.
And neighbors explained it.
Here's the sound that is labeled boom from Katie.
Just flash, boom, like on top of each other, so loud.
And then it hit the tree and just boom, everything just blew up.
I mean, our poor cat, he just flew through the house. It was crazy.
The end. It was crazy.
I think that is the best sound I've gotten in a really long time. But again, thankfully, nobody was hurt. Everyone was okay. But it's caught on video, and that tree lights up the whole neighborhood. It's like a spotlight is put on a house. And again, that poor cat. Thankfully, they're okay. Flash boom. But here's the thing. Another just add on to that story, because of the high fire danger, Colorado Springs police were like, hey, if your kid's out there setting fires, tell them to stop it right now. Okay. They've had to put out 5 fires in 5 days, and they think all of them were human caused. What? Yeah. And they said they had to release a statement on Twitter. They're like, intentional fire setting is not a prank. It's not kids being kids, and it's not a harmless mistake. The conditions we're seeing right now and conditions we saw when all of these fires were set is how wildfires start. So they're asking parents to keep an eye out, and people down there in the Colorado Springs community also to just, if you see something, say something, because they don't want to have to do this all season. My goodness. Yes.
Send them to jail.
Serious.
Give them fines.
Very serious. ideas. You need to. And then I want to give you some good news before we wrap it up, okay?
Love
because
that.
Shout out to Little Man Ice Cream. We love Little Man. Yes. Boom. Okay. We love them. And they're on a rebranding journey, Jeremy.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So,
are they Medium Man now?
Well, no. They Big Man Ice Cream. Watch out. No, they're going to actually take their Little Man name and apply it to all of their services. So, I don't know if you know this, but you know, Fort Collins Old Town Churn up there in Fort Collins, that is Little Man owned.
Oh, I didn't know
really?
That.
Yes, it is. So now it's going to be Little Man Ice Cream Fort Collins.
Cool,
they're not
like
going to have the name. So
exciting.
Constellation.
That's an exciting move.
Well, yeah. And then Constellation. There's other places. Constellation and Sweet Cooey's are both Little Man branded places, but now they weren't under the Little Man umbrella. But now all of them, we're going to have Little Man Congress Park and Little Man Central Park instead of those names. So, yes! They should have done this a minute ago because, again, I didn't know that Little Man had these other places until I was chatting with Little Man about some of the nonprofit things that they do. Well, Sarah Marie.
Did he get up on a little stool?
No. Her name's Sarah Marie.
You could look him eye to eye?
No. She's the marketing person for Little Man. But she told me that they had these other businesses and people weren't aware that Little Man was the owner because they have these other names. So now they're all going to be under one umbrella and you're going to know Little Man when you see him.
Say Little Man one more time.
Little Man. Put some respect on his name, Jer. Little Man.
They have little managers there?
They do. Oh, I like what you did there. There you go. There's my hype, Jeremy.
One more for the road.
Okay.
It is time to play Fast Five. Let's light up these phone lines. I want to talk to some of our incredible listeners this morning, especially those of you who have never called in and played before. I always love meeting the newbies. Here's our number if you've never played, 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you in the studios to play. We'll get you on the air. We'll get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you, start that 10-second timer. Within 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Let's get her done. 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, so you never know what you're going to ask. It could be something super local, like name five rides at Elidge's, or completely random, like five cartoon characters that don't wear pants. The one that won it yesterday, Christine, she named five cities in Colorado that start with a B. I think actually she named like nine or ten.
She's a little native. She knew
no
them all.
No problem. Yeah, absolutely. So you never know what you're going to get, Jeremy. That's kind of the charm.
Unstoppable. All right, Josh, our producer, is in the next room working through all these calls. So if you guys get placed on hold, do not go anywhere. But the number is 303-691-1649. Now, if you do, in fact, win Fast Five today, what do you get?
We've got a great prize. Now, families, listen up, because you're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Mile High. This is on a Saturday to May 9th. So you get to go have a little fun with the fam if you win Fast Five today.
Hey, look at that.
Hey.
Fun with the fam.
We like that.
We like sending you guys out to family events for sure. And I know we have a lot of families listening for Fast Five.
Yeah.
So good morning. Hi, kids.
Hey.
You sitting in carpool right now? 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. Who we got? We got Kelly on the line. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there. Hey.
What are you doing today, Kelly?
I'm just on my way to work.
Okay. Do you want to go to work today or would you rather stay home?
I would definitely rather stay home, but I have to adult. So.
Oh, it's the worst.
Kelly, where do you have to adult at?
It's the worst.
I work at a company that does fire and life safety testing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've talked to you before. Is there one person at work you absolutely hate?
No, not anymore, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. They left. Yeah, we're still waiting for Katie to leave.
The best
so.
Answer. No, you're not. He loves me. Kelly, he loves me. He absolutely adores me.
Do you have a work bestie?
I do, yes.
You want to give him a shout out?
No, they don't deserve it.
Kelly, I like you a lot.
You're a pistol.
You are fun.
You're funny. All right, Kelly. Let's play some Fast Five with you, you stinker.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Male or female, either one. But I need five famous people named Terry. Go.
Oh, I'm not going to win this. Terry Crews.
Yep.
That's about all I know. I'm not even going to be able to go further yet.
Okay. All right.
Man.
It's because you didn't give your best friend a shout out, but that's all right.
No. It is karma. Be nice to people.
You live and you learn, right, yep. Kelly?
Kelly, thanks for being our first contestant today. Have a fun Tuesday.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, all right, bye.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
We have a hot Angela on the line.
You
Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
All Angelas are hot. Did you know that?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, she just lives it. Knows. Yeah, she does.
I'm living my best hot life, Jer Bear. Durr. Yeah, all Angelas are hot. Oh, absolutely. What are you doing today, hot Angela?
I'm taking little guy to school and then heading off to work.
Okay. Oh, little guy. What's little guy's name?
His name is Santana.
Oh, that's an awesome name.
Santana?
It is.
Do you call him Santana Banana?
Sometimes, yeah.
Banana.
I would.
How cute. Is he named after the great Santana?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit of him. And Dad liked another character off a movie that was named Santana. So there you go. We put it together.
Perfect.
Hey, why not?
It's a great name to live up to.
My son is named off somebody off a TV show, and so is my daughter. So.
Yeah.
That's what people do, I guess.
My kiddo's from a comic strip, so.
Perfect.
I know.
Perfect. Isn't that funny? That'd be a great topic on the show.
Really,
like, why did you name your kid that?
Yeah, what's your kid's name
after?
Oh,
I love that.
I like that a lot. Thanks, Angela. Look at you.
Thanks for planning our show. Yeah.
Of course.
Good job. Hot and smart.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, are you a sports fan?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. All right, well, then I won't give you a sports one. In 10 seconds, your letter is B, like banana. In 10 seconds, give me 5 TV shows that begin with the letter B. Go.
Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Bonanza.
Sure. Whoa.
Come
on. Hurry.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Bonanza.
I know. That was a...
I don't know why that came up.
That was a deep pull, Angela.
That's old school, Angela. Wow. Holy crap.
I know. I don't know. I'm not going to live that one down. Hey. But I never even watched it.
I would give it to you, though. That would have been your second one.
I love that you've never even watched it.
Well, all the boomers are loving you today.
Yes.
Right.
Angela,
there for them, so.
You have a great day. Thank you for calling in, and stay hot, all right?
Of course. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Bye, Angela.
Hi, Kendra.
Hello.
Hello. You dropping your kids off?
Yeah.
Can't get them out of the car fast enough. Go.
You want to give them a shout out?
Well, it's the day after my birthday, so I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, did you tear it up on your birthday?
No.
Oh, you're just lazy.
Giggle.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do want to give him a shout out. His name is Eli.
Hey, hi, Eli. And happy belated birthday to you, Kendra.
Here, I'll give you this.
Yeah. Woo.
What'd you do for your birthday?
My husband took me shopping, so I had no limit on that.
Oh, yay. Wait.
And then I had to take him to work.
Oh.
Shopping with no limit? What is this sorcery? Hang on a second. You can ask for that.
Katie's going to steal your man.
I know.
that's a great man you got there.
So where did
Kendra?
You go? What did you buy?
We went to the mall, and I actually had to get some work clothes, so we did that. And I got some shoes, and then I got a fun toy.
Yeah.
No. Good for you, Kendra.
Yeah.
You hold on to that guy. He's a good dude.
That's a good present.
All right, let's play some Fast Five with you. Are you a sports fan?
I am, full time.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right, let's give you a TV show one then.
Okay.
Actually, I got another one for you, but I feel like you're going to know this for some reason. In 10 seconds, give me 5 slang words that you might use for marijuana. Go.
Mary Jane, reefer, herb,
Man.
You needed 2 more.
Yeah. You could
I
use...
did. Darn. My husband's going to be very disappointed in me.
Oh, because he's a pothead?
he knows the slang.
He knows.
That's why he has so much money, probably. He's selling it.
Oh, no. He's a security guard.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, well, then he knows. He's catching perps.
Exactly.
You're smoking the pot weed.
He's on the other side of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kendra, it was so nice talking to you. You're a blast. Have a great day. Have a super dupes day.
Thank you. Too.
Right. Okay, bye.
Bye, Kendra.
Okay, bye. Oh, my God, who's been holding forever? It's Rod. What up, Rod?
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. You heading into work?
Yes, I am. But first, I have to take Zariah and Savannah to school.
Hi
kiddos!
I love that.
So
they knew
cute.
Their cue.
So cute. Rod, do you have a work bestie?
I do have a couple work besties.
You want to give them a shout out? That other lady wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'll say what's up to Nashua and Shayna.
There you go. Bring Rod donuts today.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave you a shout out. All right, are you a sports fan?
I am a sports fan, unless I don't need to if you give me the question.
Right, exactly. I don't know nothing. What is sports?
Yeah,
I have
you're
no
supposed
idea.
To say no. I don't know anything about sports. I'm going to go ahead and use it. In 10 seconds, sir, give me 5 different types of baseball pitches. Go.
Curve, slider, sinker, fastball, changeup, knuckleball.
You're a knuckleball.
All day. Pitch that right down the middle, Rod. Woo-wee!
You want, which one of your kids would be better on the phone?
They're both pretty fantastic, but...
Aww. That's so sweet.
Put one of them on.
Hi!
Hi, who's this?
Zariah,
would you have any interest in going to see Monster Jam with your dad?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing
I am, for sure.
Yeah, both of you would be.
No, yeah.
All right, Zariah, so you got to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Wind sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Wind sound.
Yeah.
You got the little one in there, too. I love
both.
It.
Well, you go have some fun with your dad because he just won Fast 5 today, okay?
Yay!
Woo! Thank you.
You bet, Rod.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Love the show.
We appreciate you, buddy. Hey, we'll turn around and Josh will make this a podcast so you can download it and share it with your kiddos and keep it forever, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, Rod, we appreciate you for having us on in the morning and having some fun. I am going to put you on hold and producer Josh will be back to tell you all about that prize. And Katie? More family fun tomorrow morning, 7:30 with JKJ. Let's do it!
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Katie, were you in Florence recently?
Like Italy, Florence?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
No?
I feel like this is something you would do.
Okay.
A tourist there is facing charges for climbing into a fountain. With the god Neptune. and it was a dare. To go up and touch Neptune's pee-pee ding-ding.
Oh, goodness. Listen.
Grab a hold of the stone statue's genitalia.
I know I've been single a long time. I am not that hard up for a man, okay?
Don't say hard up. Now, part of the problem is she didn't break the pee-pee ding-ding. She actually had to stabilize herself and messed up one of the horse's legs that is in the statue with Mr. Naked Neptune. Caused about $6,000 in damages, but she is also facing up to $47,000 in potential fines.
Oh, yeah.
For climbing into this fountain that was, like, made in the 1600s or something.
Pretty sure you can't do that. Like, wow.
Yeah, and of course it was some sort of, I think it was like a bachelorette thing, so.
Oh, they were a little.
Hey, get in that fountain and touch its peepa ding-dings.
Little tea many Italian martinis.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway.
Wow.
I just read the headline and I was like, Katie, were you on vacation?
You know, if I was in Italy, I'd be eating.
Dude,
somewhere.
It was made in 1560.
What?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh,
all right. So speaking of being hard up for men, you're finding all these guys that are just so unavailable right now, right?
Well,
is that the issue?
Can we be honest? They're finding me. I don't think this is my fault. And I think that's kind of what I want to get, a test on here. I need people's opinions. I need your advice on this because I don't know what I'm doing wrong. But I keep getting approached by men. I guess, that are just not available. Now, most recently, I met this guy, right? And it was kind of a work vibe. Like, we met from work stuff. And after we did the work thing, we were kind of texting a little bit and everything. And it was a little flirty. And I was like, well, he was kind of cute. Whatever. That was fun. And he sent me a text that had a winky face in it, right? So immediately,
you love
I was
emojis.
Like,
you love emojis. Emojis.
And they say so much. So the winky face is like, I'm into it. I'm into you.
What's
I
up,
like
cutie?
This, right?
What's up?
So a few messages go on, and then I send a winky face back to him.
So much winking.
Oh, so much winking. And whatever that did to him, he completely shut it down. He was just like, me sending him a winky face was enough for him to be like, well, it was great hanging out, blah, blah. We'll see you in the future. Blah. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I crossed a line.
So
and I
he can wink, but you can't
wink? But I can't wink. And it's fine. It is what it is, right? But I still had to kind of communicate with this guy because of the work thing, right? So we saw each other not too long after that. And at this meeting, homie brings his girlfriend.
Oh!
And
like, he's trying to.
What?
He's putting a wall in front of this situation.
I know. And I was like, but you winked at me first. Like, I never would have winked back at you had you not sent the little face with the winky, right? Like,
what was the context for the text that he sent with the winky included?
Part of the work thing was I kind of gave him. I guess we went on a little tour, right? Like we went so we were talking about that place we visited. We were just like, oh, that was fun. And there were these and this, right? And then he winked. He's like, can't wait to go back to that place. And I was like, oh, we're doing it again.
You gave him a house tour.
Exactly. So I was.
That's not a flirty wink. That's like, you know, wink like I'll be back.
It was
like,
flirty. No, I showed
I think
Josh.
Any winky face is weak. Flirty.
Any, and not only that, I showed Josh the whole text thread. And even he confirmed it was a. It was a flirty conversation.
The context I would have taken is flirty,
absolutely,
yeah.
It was flirty. And so for him to show up at our next meeting with his girlfriend, and not only that, he expected me to give him a tour of that place again with his girlfriend. And I was like, oh, I'm not into that.
Is she hot?
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's not part of the story.
Do you have a picture of her? Wink.
No, but it just... So that in itself, I was like, I don't know why that happened. I don't know if I did something wrong in that situation, but it really made me feel embarrassed.
I think,
like,
he realized he did something wrong.
He knows how to use the winky then,
I
guess.
I don't think either.
Maybe that's the thing, is he just doesn't know the logistics behind the wink.
I think it was a
the rules.
Wink.
It could have been.
I think it was.
This
totally
is a good looking guy. I think he knows how to flirt.
Was he going for something next to the wink and accidentally sent the wink?
What's next to the wink?
Let me look.
Look at the wink.
I guess it wouldn't matter, like, because your most used ones come up first, right?
Yeah. No, maybe it's his first emoji.
Was it the wink with one eye open and the tongue out?
Not the tongue out. No. Just the wink of
him. Oh, the wink.
Just
okay,
the wink.
So next to that is the smiley face, which is just a general smiley. So he could have been going for the general smiley, thumb slip.
I mean, I get
and then
that.
You got your hopes up.
I get that because I have fat
not.
Thumbs.
Because that's
it
to the left.
To me, but
to the right is the winky with the he's blowing a kiss.
Either way, I just feel like the girlfriend showing up with him was like, you don't need to do all that.
Well, I think he realized he made a mistake.
And she's
marking
her
territory.
Like,
oh, fix this.
Way to make me feel even more embarrassed. And then in that same like couple days span, because it was around, you know, it was a couple weeks after my birthday, but I get a text from a married man who's like, happy birthday, Katie. And
weeks after?
Yeah, like a week and a half after my birthday. He texted me happy birthday. And I haven't heard from this guy for a minute. And now he's married. And I
was
just
like, just being nice?
Well, that's
do you have history with this guy?
I do. We've went on three dates. And we kissed once. And
was he married then?
No, he wasn't married then. And shortly after he gets married, like literally months after he gave me his hoodie, he got married. But he's still messaging me.
Maybe he's just looking for his hoodie back.
I know, maybe.
What kind of hoodie was it?
It was just a white, plain hoodie.
I wouldn't want that back.
It's fine. But no, it just, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. If I'm putting something out into the universe that I'm getting attention from unavailable men, and I don't know how to stop it. Like, stop
hitting me up. He just wished you happy birthday. Why do you automatically assume he wants to get freaky with you?
As a married man who doesn't talk to me,
you shouldn't reach out to single women.
You shouldn't. And then even after that, like, he said happy birthday, and I was just like, oh, thanks. It was a great day. And then he was just like, you know, I'm seeing all the moves you're making. I'm so proud of you being on the morning show. Like, blah, blah, blah. So it was like a lot.
Is he on the outs?
Nice. No. And then immediately I went to his Instagram to see if he's still married, and all the pictures with his wife are still up. up there. So I'm like, you look like you're still hitched to me, homie.
When was the last one posted?
I guess it was like a year ago.
Further into this investigation. If it's a year ago post, then you don't know.
From the playoffs last year. But usually if you're not with that person anymore, you take all that down, right?
Oh, you don't. If it's your wife and it's a divorce,
yeah,
what? You take your wife down.
You don't keep all that up there.
They have kids?
No.
You
no
take
kids.
Your ex down.
You take
yeah.
your
it's
ex
your ex-wife.
Down. Yeah.
Guys don't do
the
that.
The ex-wife?
Why would you keep your ex-wife up there?
You, like, you take all that down. But that's
He's
not
a
it.
Grown man.
That's not it. So then the married man reaches out to me, right? And I didn't, I just want you to know, like, there was a moment where I feel like he was trying to, like, hook me, if you will. Like, me trying to, like, keep the conversation going. And I didn't. I put a kibosh on it. I was just like, it's great to hear from you. Hope you have a great day.
Text
him
right now and see if he's still married.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want
to. Give me
to
his
start,
number. I
want to
know if he's still married.
Don't start none, won't be none. That's what it is there. I'm not going to start none,
I need to
know Jer.
If he's still married.
Not going to start none. But then, so I'm on the apps, right? So I'm on Bumble and I match with this guy and his pictures are all hiking pictures. So my, on Bumble, the woman
interest
has to
skyrockets.
Reach out first.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, Mike, his name's Mike. Hey, Mike, where do you like to hike? What's your favorite spot to hike? And he says someplace by Lake Powell. And I'm like, wait a second.
It's not here.
It's not here. And I look, and all of a sudden it says he's from Butte, Montana. And I was like, oh.
Hold up.
I didn't see that you're not from Colorado. But again, I don't think he initially had that on his profile. I think that's something he put after. I think it's a manipulation thing because then, again,
oh
after.
God.
But after. No, Jeremy, you have to. You don't know.
So
you're
you think
not
this guy's
here.
Hitting on women in other states and then later going back
yes.
on and putting where he's at?
Yes. I think that's exactly it because the Bumble will pick up your location.
Oh, my God.
So like, it will. Like,
you can change your location, too, to see where you want to be. Like, you can change your location and be like, hey, I want to find women in Colorado or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
And so I feel totally like this is him manipulating the situation because once we matched and I told him I didn't know you were in Montana, he was like, yeah, I'm just here for work, actually. I'm here until Thursday and would love to get to know you, have some fun, and gave me his phone number. And I was just like, I don't.
We'll go have some fun.
No, I don't want to go have some fun. Like,
did you check his Instagram account and see if he really likes having fun?
Fun. This is not
according
fun.
To your Instagram, you don't like to have fun.
But that's the thing. I'm out there looking for a real solid relationship, and I just feel like if I'm entertaining,
I don't know where you're gonna find it.
These Montana boys, I'm not gonna find a real thing, you know.
But you never know. You might like meet this guy for funsies one afternoon, go have a drink with a random good-looking dude out of Montana, and it might blossom into something.
He could also chop
you
me up
know.
And put me in the
river. You can say that about somebody you meet in Arvada.
But this guy's got no, like he knows that his whole premise is to hook up.
Yeah.
He's told me that. And so if I bite
well,
that,
smash-tastic.
I don't want that. Like, that's the thing. He saturated the marketplace. You know he sent that message to 20 women, and one of them's going to grab onto
well,
it.
Yeah.
It's not me. Not today, Mike.
He's baiting the hook.
Not today, Brent.
Not
sounds
today.
Like a Brent move.
It does sound like a Brent move.
I don't know what
anyway,
to tell you.
I just don't know if I'm putting
I don't know.
Like,
if there's any other ladies out there in this same world as Katie.
Do I need an egg cleanse? Like, what do I need to
is
do?
Is she the only one experiencing this if
Why
you're single?
Is all the attention I'm getting from guys that are not available to me? Like, why?
If anyone knows if this middle guy is still married, let us know.
Please tell me now.
As always, the phone lines are always open
yeah.
on this morning show. If you guys want to sound off about anything, if you want to give Katie advice, you want to be in her corner, if you're going through the same thing, love to talk to you. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 if you'd like to reach out and talk to this here morning show.
Yeah.
If you think Katie should have hooked up with Montana guy.
I don't think I should.
Calls and comments would be lovely. You could have rocked his world and he could have been like, damn, I got to marry this woman.
What do they call it? Like the land of enchantment? Or that's New Mexico, isn't it?
That's different. That's not Montana.
Big sky country.
Big sky. You could have showed him your big sky
Shut
country.
Up, I can't do that.
Get that booty. You could have totally landed a man. Missed opportunity is what I'm saying. Well, we're having some fun with Katie's dating life this morning. She just can't find a man to save her life, and she's got all these unavailable dudes reaching out to her.
Well, yeah, I'm finding men, just not men I want to pursue, right?
Although this guy that messaged you about the hoodie or whatever, hoodie guy, We went back and looked at his Instagram account. The last time he posted was a year ago.
Yeah.
So my thought off on the air a few minutes ago was that he's having problems with his wife.
Yeah.
Maybe that's done and over with, so he's available.
Well, but the last post was her hand with the engagement ring, so I just don't know if that's...
But that was a year ago.
It is.
So there's no wedding, there's no pre-wedding, nothing.
I'm pretty sure
honeymoon.
They're married, though. Mm. Like, again, why would you keep all that up there?
I don't know. Phone lines exploded on this, though. Let's for sure talk to Jen, Brandon, and Amanda. Jen's been holding the longest. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you guys this morning? I love you, I love you, I love you.
Well, we're super dupes.
Thanks, Jen.
And we love you, Jen. Thank you so much for listening. So you heard about Katie's situation, right?
I did. And Katie, I'm going to tell you straight up, you are an amazing woman, and do not engage with anyone who doesn't give you exactly what you're looking for, because that's called settling. And as women, when we settle, we're never going to be happy, and you deserve the best. And if that those men that are reaching that you reach out to, dude, are not on your same wavelength, then you know what? Let them go and let them live their lives. And you look for the one, because the universe is testing you. Usually when you have a bunch of things that are happening that are not what you're looking for, it's because the universe is testing you to see if you're ready for the one.
Or did the universe just send her Montana Man and she's not taking the initiative to act on it?
Nah.
Why? Why is Montana Man so bad? Like, go out and have fun and meet a guy.
Because he's just hookup material, and she's looking for somebody that of substance that is on her same path in life.
Yes.
And if you settle, you're never. And if you're having to ask, if you already know in your heart, and you're having to ask, what do you think I should do? But you know, and you already said, you said something really important. You said, but that's not what I want.
Yeah.
So if it's not what you want, then you don't do it.
Yeah.
Because you're always settling. And then you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Exactly.
Why, you're too awesome for that.
Jen, you made such a good point about the universe, because that's how I feel. I feel like right now with all of these options, like, because I feel a little overwhelmed with the men thing, right? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have guys I could talk to right now. But you're right. None of them fit the guy that I'm looking for. And I truly feel like the universe is saying, if you invite this into your life, you're not ready for what I want to give you yet. And so that's
boom,
kind of,
right,
yes,
there.
Mic drop. Boom.
If only the universe was single.
I know.
But Jen, let me tell you something. We know a lot of people who hooked up with somebody and that hookup turned into love and marriage.
You know what? And that is true. However, always go with what's inside, because your intuition tells you more than any hookup or anything else. That's just, you know, something that happened. But if they went with their gut, then okay. But if your gut's telling you this is not right, then there's a reason. Always go with your intuition.
Jen, I think you and Katie just became best friends forever.
I know. I like this a lot, Jen. I could talk to you all day.
You got this. You are so amazing. You're going to find the one.
You sound very wise, Jen. Very, very wise.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for all the advice. You really got my head a little bit straighter. So thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jen. Use well.
Okay, bye.
Listen.
I like that.
Montana guy caught your eye, though. Good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking
likes
dude.
To hike.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to travel up to Bozeman from time to time, hang out in Montana? Beautiful, right?
Well, again, I think it's just the like... when we matched in his response, like, I'm only in town for work, actually. And I don't know why it put my last name up there. I can't change it. And, you know, like, oh, I have to delete this right away because my coworkers will see it. Like, all of those are red flags.
It's a little fishy.
Maybe he wants to date on the sly, though. He doesn't want his
coworkers. That's a red flag for me.
It's none of coworkers' business on what you do.
You should, if you, that's the thing. I don't want someone.
That's actually a green flag because he's a private guy.
No, I don't want someone who's ashamed of me,
though.
And that's kind of what that seems like. Is I would just be a hookup, and he doesn't want his coworkers finding out he's just hooking up with people on a work trip. Right?
Is this Brandon from Montana? Hi, Brandon.
Yes, hi, how are you guys?
We're good,
buddy. We're super dupes. So I'm looking at my screen here. You're from Montana.
Yes, I am from Bozeman. You said this guy was from Butte, correct?
Yes, Butte, Montana.
Okay, so Bozeman is about an hour from Butte, and we don't ever call it Butte. We call it Butt Montana.
Butt Montana? Why do you call it that?
Because there's something in the water, and everyone from Butte is either quirky or just strange.
Because it stinks.
My advice to Katie is to run.
Okay, so
yeah,
you
but
know.
Katie's a strange, quirky person as well. It might be a perfect hookup, Brandon.
That's her risk, then. I think
that's
the
a
warning.
Risk. See, Brandon, I am like not in the phase of my life where I want to take a bunch of risks, right? Like, I'm looking for calmness. I saw a term recently that totally hit home for me. I am looking for a wholesome love, one that makes me feel peace and at ease, and I'm not worried all the time, and I just feel like Mike from Montana is not that love. I feel like he's going to go on all kinds of work trips and sends all kinds of messages to ladies across the country. That's
he's
what
a player.
I feel. Yeah.
Definitely.
See? You agree then. You agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Brandon, are you
Bay
single?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Oh, darn.
He's got great advice. He's taken. Of course he is.
Of course he is. Brandon, thank you for the smiles and the laughs, buddy. We appreciate you listening to the show.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
Well, thank you very much. You as well. Here's Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
You want to talk to Katie?
Sure. I was the one that was texting in earlier, and you told me to call you in, but I am right there in the same boat with you, Katie.
Okay.
I've been divorced for 10 years and still haven't found the right one. So it's been a challenge.
Yeah.
What kind of guys are you coming across?
Oh, I'm coming across the ones that want to add a third person into their group, or they want to just hook up, or it's a gamut.
Yeah.
And
Sounds kind of fun.
No.
It's not. Amanda, tell him how awful it
Come
is.
Come on, like, spice things up, Amanda.
Oh, that's terrible.
Amanda, hug and kiss.
I've seen it all over the last 10 years, and it's not been. I've actually kind of gotten away from the apps for a little while, just taking a break.
Yeah.
Because like the first caller said, it is a little overwhelming, or like you said earlier.
Yeah. No, it's so overwhelming. And Amanda, you make such a good point, because when it comes to the thruples, when it comes to the adding you to their already existent relationship, you would think, well, that would lend somebody to think that that would be a compliment. Like somebody asking you to come into their relationship, like that would be a positive
because
thing.
Because you're so charming and you're a ray of sunshine and you're a lot of fun.
Amanda, tell him how dirty that makes you feel though, right? Like, doesn't that make you feel like, that's all
kind
you
of the point.
Yeah, it's just gross.
And again, no disrespect to anybody who does that in their relationship. I just want you to know when you reach out to somebody to
and that's
be
like
a
the
third,
first thing you
and
say.
And that's the first thing.
Hey, you like to party?
Again, if you're looking for an actual relationship that has meaning to it and everything, when you're viewed as just that, you're an addition to an already existing relationship, that sets you down a couple notches. It's a shot to
you're
the ego.
You're a side.
For
you're
sure.
not the main dish.
Yeah. So
you're the mashed potatoes.
There's all of that out there. Not only are we
when
dealing,
you want to be the meatloaf?
Yes, I am the meatloaf. Like, come on. Filet mignon over here.
I'm just looking for a man to make me a meatloaf.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being the corn on the cob.
So, Amanda, I agree. It is so, like, it just takes a, you know, it can really take a shot to your ego to be out here for so long. So I appreciate you calling in and commiserating with me.
Amanda, I have a question for you. If you're off the dating apps and all this, how are you pursuing guys then? Or where are you going to find one?
Well, I like to hang out at breweries, so I kind of.
That's a good place.
I'm a personal person, so I like to just sit at the rail sometimes if I'm by myself, if I don't have my kiddo with me. But just like the other day, I was started just talking to a nice guy at the rail, and we talked for a few days, but then he disappeared. So, you know, it's kind of those two. You get the guys that just. You talk to him for a week, and then they're gone.
Maybe he's a magician. Is he a magician?
The ghosting is crazy, right? Like, out of nowhere, there's just
you should go question. Look confused in, like, a Home Depot. I think that'll help you get a guy. He'll come by and help you find a 2x4 that you need or
that's
something.
That's Josh's advice.
Yeah.
Go look like you want to fix something.
Yeah.
Yeah, go look helpless. That's charming.
Go look in the plumbing department at Home Depot.
There you go.
Yeah, go sit on one of those fake toilets
that's
and try to
perfect.
Go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Guys love that.
That'll do it.
Guys love that.
That'll
Amanda.
Get them going.
Well, good luck out there, and thank you for calling and commiserating with our Katie Cat.
Oh, I live vicariously through you, Katie. I know that we're in the same boat, so I always like listening to your stories. So appreciate you guys sharing those on the air.
Well, sweet. Thank you for calling in and chatting with us, because we're stronger together, right, Amanda?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Right. Amanda, have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
I'm telling you, you need to get with our promotions team, Katie, and figure out some sort of single ladies night somewhere where a bunch of respectable men can show up.
Use it to my advantage, right?
I think it's time.
Yeah, if I'm going to be out here, let's make it worth my while. That's what I'm saying.
And
yeah.
No dudes from Montana allowed.
Exactly. Big X.
Let's make it happen, all right?
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
I'm all about it.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, JT action there. I actually just crunched up a story that I had printed out that we didn't get to. I guess things are on the outs with Jessica Biel and Timberlake.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't put up with all those shenanigans either. Like, if it's true, those alleged shenanigans. But yeah, she's at home with the kids taking care of business, and he's just out partying it up.
Drunk driving.
I'd be mad. I'd be super mad.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Or is it allegedly anymore? He was actually drunk driving.
I think it's pretty
safe to say allegedly with that one.
Then we should just cover our bases.
Allegedly.
It doesn't hurt us to say it, but yeah, I get it. She should put on a cape and be super mad.
There you go.
You da, 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 da. I would
Did you just come up with that? That's impressive.
It's a fun little
Superman with a pluggy nose. Super bad.
Let's dive into the final segment of the show. We like to send you on your way with a little something we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who's got the P today?
Katie does.
I think I got the P. I'm sorry. I was just so excited about something else at the moment. I know where I'm going, but just give me a second to get there.
No, we got nothing
but
time,
Katie.
It
has to do with the puppy Nana, because a new study reveals the secrets to a happier relationship with your dog. See, I told you I was going to get there.
You got it.
They're saying that when it comes to playing with your dog, right? They had groups that increased the daily playtime with your dog, where one group increased the training time used to reward the dog, right? So they had one group of dogs where they increased the playtime, one group where they increased the training time, and where they both spent time with their puppy Nanas, the one where they were playing developed a much better relationship, as far as like dogs being able to be by themselves without having separation anxiety, not having behaviors that are not, you know, good when it comes to dogs, biting other people, just getting in people's business and stuff. So they saw all of these things decrease when you increased your playtime with your dog versus the training time. So they're saying both of these are good, right? Like, it's good to have the training time for your dog so they learn how to be an upstanding little puppy Nana. But also, they need that love. They need that affection and that attention. So it helps them reinforce those positive training behaviors. So the gist of the story is, if you're looking to spend more time with your doggy, try to make the majority of it playtime, and that's going to help in all areas of that dog's life, including the train time. And that's what a lot of people are looking for, especially with puppies. That's where the training time comes in the most, is when they're young and they're learning things. So if you can have a little bit more playtime than train time, you're sure to raise a very, again, good puppy Nana. Such a good boy. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the key. You got to talk baby talk too, as well, when you're playing.
Well, Hims
went and got his ball. Hims wants his tummy's rubs because Hims got his ball.
Well, but they're saying, like, with that, also, it lends to the emotional bond with the puppies. Like, when you have that connection, that love that's associated with it. Because a lot of times when you're training your dog, you're not necessarily, like, hugging them and letting him give it a puppet kisses and everything, right? Like, it's strict. You're like, you've got rules and boundaries in place. But when it's the playtime, they're apt to open up a lot more, and the emotion with the dog is supposed to be.
That's great.
Whoa, that was good for me for pulling that out of my
I feel like you just made up all of that.
I did not.
Yep,
but
it's fake.
Look at me.
Hey, speaking of puppy baby talk, I love my wife dearly. I love her so much. We've been together for a couple of decades,
Yeah.
But I seriously, there's times when she's talking to the dog There's times when I seriously consider moving out.
Well, but they can't hear you unless you talk like that. You have to talk.
Nails gripped.
Dogs hear in that frequency, see?
So like, do husbands. And it makes you want to file paperwork immediately. Hims wants a divorce when hers talks like that.
I'm not saying she don't want one, too.
No.
For different reasons.
I'm going to blindside her. She keeps doing that. Has hers been fed tonight or she's got her nummy-nums?
In her tummy tums?
I'm going to be getting my nummy-nums, you know, at a singles get-together. Yeah. You don't stop it.
Such a turn-off.
What's the minus?
So that was a minus. But for this minus, we're going to Sri Lanka, where 22 Buddhist monks went off to a trip to Bangkok, okay? And this trip, they said, was being paid for by a businessman who remained nameless. But this was for educational materials and treats for school children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. They showed up at the airport from Bangkok trying to leave with 242 pounds of weed hidden in their luggage.
Whoa, man.
These Buddhist monks wanted to get high to see Buddha. They seized $3.5 million worth of weed from 22 Buddhist monks.
Not the monks.
Dang, not the monks. Why do you think they stay so chill, though?
I know. They were in their traditional garb trying to get away with this. They were all seized. They found out from these guys that there was a massive drug ring being run by these Buddhist monks.
What?
And they are now all in jail right now waiting for a week to go see in front of a magistrate, to go be in front of a magistrate. And I cannot believe that is like the last type of person that I would ever think that they would find 242 pounds of weed in their luggage.
Man, TSA saw them coming, though, huh?
They smelled them coming.
Monk, please.
Those poor guys. Oh, man.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This story is talking about how bar trivia nights were a lot of fun before everyone had a smartphone in their pocket.
Yeah.
So the trend is kind of fizzling out. So bars are trying to get more people back in with fun and unique events. Well, this is the hippest new event, according to the Washington Post. It is nude drawing nights.
Oh.
Some of these bars are calling it kink and draw. Another one is calling it naked friends. It's not a class or anything, but you go in and you just draw live naked models that are standing at the bar while you're sipping on your cocktail.
This is like the college class where you draw naked people.
It is like your art class.
Drinks.
Hopefully you're not drunk though.
Yeah.
Some
drinks.
Dude's
makes
gonna
it
get
more
grabby.
Fun.
Yeah.
So what they do is there's different challenges as well. Like this round, you can draw only with your non-dominant hand, or for 2 minutes keep your pencil moving on the page, like you can't pull it up. Or maybe place the pencil in your mouth and try to draw the naked model.
Oh.
Oh, it sounds fun. And yeah, you have a couple cocktails
guys
in
you.
Guys
won't be able to do that last one, though.
No, you wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Now,
guys.
Katie, I know you're thinking this. The models are part of the event, so you actually don't go wandering in and choose someone from your friend group.
Oh.
To be the model.
I'm
That's
out.
Less
I just
fun.
Want to clarify that.
I'm out.
You can't go in and be like, Katie, take it all off. We want to draw you tonight.
Finally, my time to shine.
Hate me like you French girls.
I'll tell you, you're going to need a big pencil.
Hey. Oh,
big canvas.
Come on. Been working
it's a
out.
Lot of lead.
Been working
a lot
out.
Of graphite.
Stop it.
There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.